If I was going to be cushioned by marshmallows, I would be pretty happy.
Nice. Right?
You can go pretty far, I feel like, and still be cushioned by a marshmallow.
High Mystery.
Welcome to High Mystery.
Yay!
The podcast where we smoke a lot of weed and talk about mysteries.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Leanne.
Yay! Yay, we're all Yay. Here. Yeah.
The whole crew.
The whole crew.
Even a guest.
She's part of the crew.
That's true. That's
Hi.
True.
We're currently already two blunts in.
Yep.
Yeah,
I should mention true. That.
We just relevant. We just did our Patreon mm-hmm. our first.
Yes.
Are you jealous?
You should be.
You should want
to
hear it.
I mean, you could take the steps necessary to get yourself on there and check it out.
We will put a link to our Patreon on the website, hopefully today, and then you can find bonus content, including our original recording of High Mystery, which you'll probably find entertaining more in, like, wow, that came a long way, kind of a way.
Where are they now?
But there's a few more like bonus content things, including a bonus episode. So yeah, and you can donate whatever you like. $1 gets you in. Yeah, check us out, patreon.com.
And we'll be continuing to add other cool, fun stuff in there that the other schlubs just won't get.
Don't be a schlub. Come on down.
That's right. We're going to be smoking some weed today, which, you know, I'm always excited about.
Ooh la la.
I recommend that you also get on the program and smoke up with us.
Get on the program, all right?
Get on the program. Unless you're already in a program where you need to get off of all your drugs or something, you know.
Just get on the regimen.
Right. I did a Twisted Hemp Wrap. It's Tropical Breeze, so it's going to have that cooling effect.
Is it actually going to have the cooling effect
sure
this
is.
Time, or is it going to be like one of the other two, one other time?
Is this California Dreaming? Be honest.
Mm-hmm. Are you lying to us right now?
Sorry. It's raspberry.
Holly, if you don't feel like you've just been smacked by a coconut, you just let Tristan go.
In this lovely hemp wrap, we have Gorilla Glue, Wedding Cake, Gummy Bear, Watermelon.
Nice.
It's a nice little salad.
Salad. And then are we smoking Leanne's as well?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
What we have here is sativa weed.
Yeah.
Wrapped. That's all I know about.
You have the package right here.
Yeah, I do have the package. It says Kaliva House Doobie. I got this, I'm embarrassed to say, like right after class. I was like, I'm going to grab something. And it's like really full on California prices. It's like half a gram, like $12. So I hope it makes it around the table.
It'll be
to live in East LA. Where, weed is more plentiful.
What mystery are you doing today, Ariana? Mm.
Today, I am doing one of my personal favorite mysteries or theories.
Okay.
Kind of like a specific facet of it. I wanted to find a dance mystery.
Oh.
Because I like to dance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was a little harder than I thought it was going to be, but I'm happy with what I landed on. Very happy with what I landed on. So, this mystery is going to be looking at dance as the early human way of celebrating or commemorating the arrival of ancient aliens, or as their way of trying to communicate back with ancient aliens. So basically, the mystery is ancient aliens, and they were here, and they came, and
We danced to please them.
We danced to
respond to them, to talk to the gods.
To live, you know, make their memory live on or keep telling the story of the ancient aliens that came and usually somehow helped them.
Just a quick interlude. Ariana does a lot of belly dance shows and she's pretty fucking awesome, if I do say so myself. They get into really elaborate costumes and do really cool routines, sometimes with swords, sometimes with balanced headpieces, all kinds of really cool stuff.
Finger symbols.
Yeah, and I just wonder, do you ever feel like you're communing with the aliens
absolutely.
When you dance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do.
I could totally see aliens moving like that. You know,
yeah.
being all
like, wiggly.
Yeah.
fluid, because
exactly.
they're like just a sack of liquid.
This is why I was very happy landing on this mystery.
Oh, nice.
I feel very connected to communicating with them through dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are aliens just like the other, the great, you know, some people call it God, some people
exactly.
call it
yes.
energy.
So
the
I'll go into those kind of specifics.
Okay.
Okay.
Quick pause. Was the people who hit that blunt, was it cooling?
Yes.
Was it nice?
Yeah,
it
was so cooling. I was
smacked by a coconut. Did you get hit by a
couple
mango
of them,
too?
Jugs.
Okay. There was some guava in there. All kinds of tropical fruits.
All right, so just some background things. Some of the earliest evidence we have of dance is in like cave paintings.
Okay.
And one of the oldest sites is called Magura Cave in Bulgaria. And this cave has paintings dating back to the period from 8,000 to 6,000 BC, and then all the way up until 3,000 to about 1,000 BC. So it's got like a long range of paintings in it, from the oldest being like 10,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they depict just like a crowd of people dancing?
They depict ancient human dancing in the form of religious ceremonies. Specifically in this site, they're like fertility dances.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At this specific site, there are also depictions of hallucinogenic mushrooms in the
yeah.
cave drawings. So some people have interpreted the cave drawings to include depictions of aliens.
Oh.
So there's already a connection, you know, there's already a connection there. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about the ancient astronaut theory in general. And, you know, a lot of people think that the ancient aliens are the ones who came and, like, fucked with our DNA or whatever to get the humans that we are today. So the fact
negative.
That... The fact that they're doing fertility dances, you know, kind of connects to the thought that these aliens were the ones to come and do, you know, do something genetically to give us the humans that we are today.
Sure. I really like to think about, like, the cave paintings that you're talking about. I like to think about cave people being, like, as snooty as, like, modern art people.
Right.
They come through and consider it, and they're like, I don't know. Does it really represent the buffalo inside? You make a good point, Thaddeus. Because I just imagine that's the alien and the caveman talking about,
right.
you know. Wow, I never thought of it like that before.
So believers in the ancient astronaut theory think that early dance, taking the form of religious ceremonies and rituals, was actually a way for these tribes to reenact encounters with ancient aliens and as a way to contact them and communicate back with them.
Okay.
I could see that because they already have instances where they're doing it to, like, celebrate, like, if they won, like, a war or something or, like, past history events, they'll, like, have dances that symbolize that. So, like, if this was a legitimate experience that they had, then
mm-hmm.
they would totally honor that with...
Celebrate
with
a fucking party.
Yeah, right.
Like, that was sweet.
Shaking that ass.
Shaking that ass.
Do you know, did you look up, like, how, like, what kind of instruments were around at this kind of time?
No, I didn't, actually.
I just wonder, because I know, I think, like, the first thing ever created were flutes.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how old or how far
and
drums.
That's
goes.
Something I should have looked up, yeah. That's
next
very
mystery, where did flutes come from?
Are they real?
Right.
Are they coming for your children?
I imagine you could dance before flutes and stuff,
right.
just by the rhythm.
I was
thinking
drums.
Yeah.
They would
yeah.
just bang on something, probably. Mm-hmm.
Before you invent a flute, I imagine you figure out that you could go...
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, or whatever, and then all of a sudden everybody's dancing around and singing and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like banging, percussion, that's the first instrument. Just banging on things, hollow things, finding different sounds to hollow things.
Yeah, I guess that's true. The first, like, created instrument is a flute, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did it come after, though, a jug?
I'm pretty sure flutes do predate jugs, but I might be wrong. Who knows? With the handle and everything. Yeah. So you can go, hoop, hoop.
It's like, what are they storing their stuff in? Like, are they blowing across it?
Bobby, that's maybe the jug I keep screws in.
So I'm just gonna explain the ancient astronaut theory, like, in summary. There's a lot to it, but basically, it's the theory that the ancient gods or creation myths and legends that we have from, you know, ancient humans, those descriptions are actually describing ancient aliens who came down and visited them. And some believe they just gave us the knowledge that was necessary for us to perpetuate the human race. Others believe that, you know, they actually fucked with the DNA somehow or did something.
Planted magic mushrooms.
Like, we're like a hybrid now somehow.
Well, most stories
or they mated with us.
Most stories of creation and gods, like, usually they're doing stuff to the human. It's not like they're off doing stuff. It's like, yeah, Zeus came down and basically raped that chick, and now she has a half-breed son. Like,
this is true.
He came down as an animal.
Yeah, right,
as
a ram or something.
A number of 100 different animals.
Yeah.
Or white bull. That was one for Zeus, for sure. It's one of his signature rape animals.
Yeah. I mean, also, the year of the bull, the Taurus, was like an age back then when a lot of the ancient aliens were happening. So maybe that had something
to do with it. I am a Taurus. That's why I'm friends with them. I'm from Earth, but I'm
French. Just to be clear, I am from Earth.
I'm French. That's why I can see them when I see them. Like, oh, you're an alien. I can tell because I'm very much from Earth. So the ancient astronaut theory people think that these gods or whatever were aliens because when they look at the art and like the statues that they made depicting their gods, they look like what we would think looks like a fucking alien. Or these people, there's another facet to this theory, which is that I got like some ash in my mouth.
Something in
your mouth. I got it. See, look, it was a big ass piece.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is a facet of the ancient astronaut theory. The ancient aliens are actually us humans from the future who have now evolved into the, you know, we're now beings that can go throughout the universe, like interplanetary and intergalactic travel, blah, blah, blah.
Supernova girl.
See, I'm not too young for that one.
Disney Channel. I chose Disney Channel. I was like, what?
I fucking love Disney Channel.
Oh, I watched that stuff way beyond the appropriate age.
No, it was
Xenon.
Xenon
girl of the 20th
century. Yeah, girl of the 21st century.
Rob's
there was like two or three.
It's pretty hilarious down here. Just
way too old for
me. I don't know what they're talking about either.
Okay, thank God.
What are you talking about? We're like the same age, and I know what it's like.
I don't know.
I met her one time at like a poster.
You met Xenon?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Disney Channel original movies? Because that was my jam, too.
It was my jam. Yeah. That was a Disney Channel original movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Smart House was
the Smart House.
I thought that was
the Look at the Irish.
Yeah, the basketball
dope.
One.
Yeah.
What
Look
else?
The Irish.
Anyway, so if they are just us from the future, that's another facet of it, because some of these statues and stuff look like people in spacesuits. Like what we have today as people traveling in a spacesuit, it looks like that. So some people think that it's us from the future.
I feel like even grays or any alien could be us from the future, because if you buy into evolution and you know, if you're in a cold climate.
And I think we all do.
Right.
If you're
on a cold climate, you usually tend to be more stout and thick. And like if you're in a hot climate, you're lean and tall. Like that's evolutionary speaking to like survive in that climate or whatever. If you think about terraforming foreign planets, like they're not going to have the same gravity, they're not going to have the same atmosphere or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're going to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are going to evolve to survive better out there.
And exactly. That skin could just be, you know, ultra resistant to everything, and
right.
that's what made the most
sense.
To
high levels of radiation,
sense.
Because
yeah.
that planet has a weak atmosphere
mm-hmm.
that has a lot of radiation in.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled some pictures to show some of these like statues and stuff, and
to show the ancient dances.
They look like aliens, you know. They have giant eyeballs. And these are, like, depictions of their gods.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have giant-ass eyeballs that look like what we describe as aliens.
Humans
and
love giant
to...
eyeballs. That's why we love babies
and then
Disney.
Here's
that's
one that
looks
like the people
the
in spaces. Like, this looks like a guy in a spacesuit.
It does.
Yeah. Like a, you know...
Like
legit.
A full-on, like, you know, one of those things where you can, like, move around in space because it's got
the
little
This one, too,
freaking
like,
yeah.
he
one.
Looks like he's wearing a helmet, some sort of helmet that's helping him breathe.
Very respirator-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they
yeah,
all
really.
Of these descriptions describe gods coming from the cosmos, you know, descending from the sky and coming from the cosmos.
And that one even
chariot
looks like he's, like, puffing up.
That's what
like
Jesus
his cheeks
did.
Here's
days
the last
after
one.
He
this
freaking
is a little
died.
Guy, but he looks... He looks like he could have giant eyeballs like an alien, or he could be in a suit. He looks like kind of both.
Well, maybe they misinterpreted giant eyeballs as just being like the visors.
Yeah.
And they see the visors and they're like, oh, it's got like giant eyes, but it's just a visor on a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, interpretations of this
yeah.
ancient artwork throughout the world are seen as depicting astronauts, air and space vehicles, extraterrestrials, and complex technology.
I've seen the one on like the Egyptian language where it looks like a sand speeder from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's just like different things out of place in time, you know. Doesn't make any sense. They're there.
I'm literally just about to talk about Egypt.
Oh.
Back to dance.
Yes.
I'm just going to talk about like types of dance or what kind of dance was going on back then. So in ancient Egypt, the pharaohs, kings, priests, virgins... and professional
always
dancers were the main participants in dance. But some other members of the upper class also danced as a part of religious activities.
But normal people weren't allowed. Like, if they caught you doing a jig in the street, they'd be like, hey, that's for the...
you stop that?
Right.
We're only dancing because we're the virgins.
Exactly.
Deal with it.
Man,
you're not
stinks.
Special.
You have sex and you can't dance anymore?
You can only do the dance of lovemaking.
Mm.
No.
Only horizontal. No.
Yes.
Only missionary.
No.
God, you
no.
can't dance. You can't have sex any other way.
No.
God, we've come so far.
On the island of Crete, women were the dancers who performed in the religious rituals. Cretan mythology centered on Theseus, the labyrinth, and the Minotaur. Ceremonies reenacting this myth as a ritual labyrinth walk were performed then and are still performed today.
Oh, that's
so who
cool.
knows? Maybe those are fucking aliens.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
Minotaur. Maybe that's just a fucking alien that came.
If you're not aware, Minotaur is a man's body with a bull's head.
Who typically guarded the labyrinth.
Yeah, it resides at the center of the labyrinth.
Yes.
Yes.
Or maybe it's a representation that alien came from the constellation Taurus and that they had
there
to take
go.
Quite a labyrinth path to find.
The labyrinth in numerology and like mathematical, like if you want to get into like the meanings behind math and numerology.
And we do.
The labyrinth is a representation of the human psyche and taking a journey inward.
Mm.
To the different levels of enlightenment, basically. It's
like a path, like a connection,
yeah.
the maze.
And that's also like what fractals, I think it's called in math, where you just like continually like break out, you know? It just continues
yeah,
to
yeah, like the Fibonacci sequence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like regeneration from within, because that
just
number just keeps regenerating itself from within.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a representative also. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing now with the Fibonacci sequence.
Oh, okay.
But, like, the idea of fractals is that the number continually, like, splits down and can't stop splitting down. So you see it
okay.
in geometric patterns where, like, diamonds can continually be made into more
mm-hmm.
and more and more and more diamonds down the line. It's just like what you're talking about, like, folding in on itself
right.
with your own psychology and
mm-hmm.
stuff, with your own mind or whatever.
Interesting. Interesting.
I feel like you could also apply that to, like, universes and timelines, if you will. Like, all the multiverses spreading off of, like, all the different decisions you could make, if you think of it like that. Like, any decision you make is, like, an alternate to a different timeline. Like, you're living a time, or your consciousness is in a timeline where you said yes to this, where like there is still that version of you that said no.
That's existing someplace else currently.
Yeah.
Man, we're getting trippy here.
The Fibonacci sequence is what like fractals, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're talking about like something folding in exponentially in on itself and never reaching like the limit of zero.
Sure. Yeah.
Or she's talking about the Fibonacci sequence being that number that just.
Yeah, so I guess we're talking about the opposite phenomenon. In the Fibonacci sequence, from nothing, something generates all, you know,
exponentially,
infinitely, with no end in sight, all from inside what it came from. And then you're talking about, you know, oh no, what did I do? I knocked my mic, my something, my earphone stopped working.
Oh, did they unplug maybe?
Yeah.
We got it.
Everything got quiet.
She's like, I'm deaf.
That happened to me.
Can't dance without music.
It'll figure itself out.
Need some audio.
Honestly.
It's all right. We'll just
I think
just
what you're talking about, Colin, is almost like the black hole scenario. Where like, you can't go down to zero.
She's right. Mine alone.
It's back. No, it's gone. Okay, where did I leave off? In Greece? Yeah, okay, we didn't talk about Greece yet. So, fun fact, the origin of the word choreographer comes from the Greek words choros, which means dance, and graphos, which means writing.
Ooh.
So writing for dance.
Mm-hmm. Writing messages to aliens.
Exactly. Many, you know, we were just talking earlier about, I think, Greek gods or whatever. I think you
that
mentioned
happened.
It. But yeah, we all know that, you know, there were many rituals and ceremonies for Greek gods, and dance wasn't, you know, part of it. Common example would be ritual dances for the god Dionysus, or the Roman version is Bacchus, the god of fertility and wine.
Mm-hmm.
My earphones are gone again, so I'm just going to take them off.
Oh, earphones.
Oh, yeah.
Aw. Will those be true? Tristan's such a good boyfriend.
Immediately
kept
them
nice and warm.
Here.
The second time they broke, he immediately did it.
I wanted to, like, you know, let them attempt to fix it. And like, you know.
Sure.
They're strong,
that's
independent
good. That's
women.
Good. No, I let them do
what they need to do.
Just,
I'm not an overbearing person.
That's true. You really are.
He's not trying to be a male savior.
That's right. I'm not trying to mansplain the head.
He can do something, you know? He sees them as equals.
Beautiful. In Rome, and the Roman Empire, they also had, you know, ritual dances. They had groups of women who performed in religious ceremonies, and they were called Soli. That was like a group of women. And from the Roman culture, they would have religious dances worshiping the god Mars, their god of fertility, spring, and war. And a fun fact about Rome is that they are known for their contribution of pantomime.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is dance drama without words.
Oh, I would think that would be like a French thing, because they got all the mimes, right?
They do have it on the mimes. Classically French.
Yeah.
A classically French people, the mimes.
Yeah. So it surprised me.
I guess pantomime and mime.
Yeah.
Mm. Not the same? I don't know.
Mime's so, definitely pantomime.
Yeah.
All mime is pantomime, but not all pantomime is mime.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. All right.
Some pantomime
got
we can
it.
Talk.
Got it. This is true. Now we're cooking. Now we're cooking with gas.
You heard it here. We finally come to my favorite example, the one that I've been waiting to talk about this whole time, which is the Kayapo tribe in Brazil. And they have a ritual dance where one of the tribal members wears a wicker outfit shaped like a modern spacesuit. And they also have like the statues and the other art depicting like somebody coming from the cosmos in a spacesuit. One of the pictures I showed you was from this tribe.
Okay.
The ones that look like a guy in the spacesuit.
Along, we've always just thought that they were really bad at like making sculpting figures and like they're like, wow, they're really dumpy
they know
and
exactly
weird looking.
What
at.
Doing.
Like, no, that person's just wearing a giant. Is just inconceivable to you. That was an accurate depiction. They were really good.
For sure, they were really good.
I mean, I feel like at that point in time, early art is just
painting what you see in buffalo, people, you know, like, so if you see an alien, he's gonna,
exactly,
weird thing that I saw.
So this wicker spacesuit ritual where one of the tribe members puts on the spacesuit is an annual celebration of the arrival of the mysterious Bep Kororoti, meaning he who comes from the cosmos.
Doesn't get much more like specific than that.
This is their legend of their people, and it says that this being came down from the skies.
Bep Kororoti, yes.
And then he was, I hope I'm saying that right.
Becoriote. You could start a musical like that.
Yes.
I mean, I fear that if you had said it a third time, he may have arrived.
I'm not ready.
We're not risking it. That's it.
Let's hear the rest of the story before we call him over. what kind of dude is this?
Is he awesome? Is he chill?
Well, the legends say that he was more intelligent than anybody else in the tribe, and that he taught the people of the tribe valuable skills that helped them to advance and thrive.
Okay. He was like smart, but not like snooty about it.
Right. I didn't put all the details in here, but I read the whole legend, like translated from Portuguese.
Yeah.
And he stayed with the tribe for a while. He mated with someone from the tribe, and they had a child together.
Star-Lord style.
He helped them for a while, like many years. And then, for some reason, he got aggro and, like, fucked off. He got really angry for some reason and, like, wanted to leave. And, like, the people from the tribe, tried to stop him, I think. I'm vaguely remembering, like, bits and pieces. But he started, like, killing people and like causing, you know, like using, he had like special powers, he could, you know, kill animals without touching them, kind of thing, like and then he escaped. So they said the people in the tribe witnessed the strangers escape towards the heavens in a tremendous explosion that shook everything around. He disappeared into clouds of flame, smoke, and thunder.
Whoa.
From his, and like they were describing his spaceship was like disguised as a tree.
Mm.
It was like, it like looked like a tree, and then he like bent the branches like down towards the earth, and like the tree exploded off, you know, into space.
So how was your Tuesday?
It was said that like the explosion from his escape uprooted plants, you know, like it destroyed things in the jungle. Animals disappeared from the site.
I feel like it's convenient that the tribe has left out what they done did to piss him off. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
he sounds like a pretty chill dude until, like, I don't know, like, he was so chill for so long, something. I feel like they're leaving out an important part of the story.
That he was scorned, perhaps.
I mean, I probably
can't
remember all the details of it, but I don't remember it saying it. Like, it seemed pretty just random or unprovoked.
Like, maybe he was like, yo, guys, like,
just
everyone's
ready to leave.
Got
to
be chill,
yeah.
And they weren't being chill. And he's like, yo, I said, chill out. And they're like, no, he's going to continue to murder people and be shitheads. And he's like, all right.
Now I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
Like
out of here.
Just a, like a mild miscommunication. He was like, listen, I got to pop back to my planet. I'm just going to get some cigarettes and come back. And they were like, you're leaving? You're leaving us? And they're all just like launching themselves at him. Like, stay, don't leave.
Right?
And he's like, look, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Who's going to be our basketball captain?
You guys are getting really clingy about this stuff.
I think we need a break.
The Bep Kororoti musical was flattering at first, but we performed it every night for 6 months. I need a break.
So people who believe this and are trying to like say what the evidence is say that when the history of this legend started to spread, the spacesuit design that had become part of this memorial ceremony was not yet in existence in like space agencies around the world. So that's one thing that they say, like, you know, they couldn't have conceived of it from some other source.
Sure. It's not like one washed up said Cape Canaveral on the boot or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then obviously the details of the departure sound like a modern jet engine or a space, you know, a spaceship, smoke, light, thunder.
Yeah.
You know, loud sounds, which is thunder.
And these stories go back generations and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've only been launching stuff into space for 50 years.
Right. And they do this, they still do this ritual dance commemorating this arrival of the man from the cosmos every year.
The coolest dude.
The coolest dude. He's really their Kevin Bacon.
He really is. He's just like super popular, like charming.
I'm sure he killed a bunch of people, but.
Shows up, teaches them how to dance, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much all the details I have for you. But when we dance, we communicate with them.
I mean, one thing I will point out is there is like a fervor to dance. You know, like when a new dance has happened historically, it's like a rage. It doesn't just stay in one little place. It like travels. When ballet first started, we don't even know today where exactly it started. Some people will tell you that an Italian troupe of ballet dancers went to France and refined their craft there and then spread it to Spain or something like that. But you'll hear something different from all three nations. That it started in France and people took it to Italy and back forth and what have you. Because everybody, like, it just spread so much is my point.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when rock and roll was, like, a new thing,
people
were, like, taken by the music and, like...
There were new dances coming out each week. This year, you know, this week we're doing the hustle. This week we're doing, like, even before that, like...
Yeah, like, dance competitions of the 1930s and stuff where people danced so long that they would pass out or even eventually die. And that's why they stopped doing these dance hall competitions. So, I don't know. Then we also have, this ties back to one of our previous mysteries, the dancing plague.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know?
I love that one.
It just, there's a like one. A, seems to be a theme with dancing where people are like swept up and taken away by it.
Can't stop, won't stop.
It's too exciting. I can't handle it.
I got the disease.
I'm going crazy.
The disease of dance.
She's hysterical. Quick, get a vibrator.
I'm your doctor and your pleasurer.
What? You're not going to let me rape you? You're a witch!
Burn up! There's no argument that, like, dance isn't a way of communication, too. Like, you...
Oh, absolutely.
...can say a lot with dance, just from...
And it transcends any language, you know? People are doing similar dances here that they're doing all over,
Yeah, anybody who's seen their college dance troupe do the modern show, you know... You know dance can communicate.
Is it super... Oh, what do you...
Super communicative. They tell a story with modern dance a lot of times. I mean, they always do, I think, but... Of course, but I don't know. Modern dance is evocative, like, indie theater. And, like, difficult things emoted through the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic and intense and storytelling.
Yeah, and that's not their joy.
They're not dancing out their joy. Sometimes they are.
Yeah, sometimes they are.
Sometimes it's really cute and fun.
Yeah. What do y'all think?
I think there's no
way. You agree?
I agree.
It's undoubtable that
I think
ancient aliens.
I think that is solid evidence. I 100%.
I will say I danced a lot in college. I did tap, jazz, ballet, and tango. And I did so for like 3 years. I don't know that I ever felt like I was communing with aliens, though.
Just weren't. You weren't dancing the right step.
You weren't putting your heart into it, Colin.
Next time,
think about it.
Sure.
Just be aware of it. Think about it just a little bit, maybe. You never know what happened.
Go dance.
There's nothing else like it. It's definitely its own thing. And I always like when people talk about music theater. You talk because you have to. You sing because you've got nothing, or like it's the emotion is so big you have nothing else but to sing, and then the emotion is so big that you have to dance as well.
It bursts out of you.
Right. I don't know. I always like that.
Best.
Yeah, dancing is the height of our joy and expression. Dance.
And aliens love it. That's what they're saying. Dance!
I mean...
Dance for us!
Show me what you got.
To just be a naysayer. To be a naysayer.
Whoa.
Just because someone has to, like, throw
you
something out.
Say nay?
No,
no one has to.
Nay.
like,
let's hear it.
Say your name.
I feel like people discover how to use their bodies pretty naturally, and like moving your body in weird ways is fun. And I feel like music, like you were saying, a lot of times music just makes you want to move your body.
Yeah.
And so
I feel like there's, you know, other animals that dance as well.
Birds. A lot of them do it to attract.
Birds are from aliens.
Crabs.
No, aliens fucked with their DNA too.
Taught them how to dance. Taught them.
Yeah.
They certainly have dancing dogs.
Yeah.
See the dancing dogs competition. Y'all going to the dancing dogs competition this weekend? I hear Larry Stonewall, famous on the West Coast, is going to be here. They really have those. People dance with their German shepherds and shit.
Oh,
oh my God.
Competition.
No. I mean,
no.
Dancing.
No!
Yeah, it's a thing.
I like it. That's very fine.
I mean,
whatever floats your boat.
I
like dances your
the
dog
King
here.
Of the Hill episode where Hank danced with
Ladybird.
It's touching.
And Bobby dances with Doggy.
Doggy?
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Dancing's a special thing.
This has been another episode of That Boy Ain't Right.
Well, we make as many King of the Hill references as possible in an episode.
That's it, right?
Yeah, that's
it. Tell us what you think, you know? Give us a comment on the Facebook page.
Send us a video of you doing your favorite dance move.
Check out our Patreon. See the extra behind-the-scenes footage. I think we lost our clip of us doing the gravity bong hits, so
no.
We're going to have to.
No.
Well,
we're going to have to do another round.
Chris might
okay.
have that footage, and Chris might be here next week.
He might,
he
or
might.
Will it be the mystery of where is Chris?
I'm wondering
it's going to be myself. Where, it's literally the episode is going to be what happened to Chris.
Yes!
Yeah.
Good.
I've already decided.
Good.
Where
good.
Is Chris?
For High Mystery, I'm Ariana.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Leanne.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
Yay.
Bye.